Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem Gimel, Brachos 43. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the obligation of appreciating a smell. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman de Nafik b'yomi Nisan, some person who goes out during the days of Nisan, v'chaza ilani de karmel avolvei, and he sees that the trees are beginning to bud, meaning the flowers on the trees are starting to bud, Omer, the person has to say a blessing. And the blessing is, blessed are you, Hashem, Master of the universe, our God, King of the universe, Shelo Chisar Ba'olamo Kum, he has not made anything lacking in the world, Uvarabo Brios Tovos, and God created great creatures, Vilanos Tovos, and good trees, Lisnaus Behem B'nei Adam, for people to benefit from. And so this blessing was established because the budding of trees comes from time to time. It's a, you know, it's a seasonal thing, and therefore the greatness of God is recognizing it, that there is a tree branch which was dead in the winter and appeared to be dead, and it was dry, and now all of a sudden it's budding. And although the trees in Israel, they would be budding in the month of Nisan. Therefore it says Yemei Nisan, the days of Nisan. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you see it budding not in the month of Nisan, whenever you first see it budding, you're able to make the blessing. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Reish Chavav, Sivka, and Aleph. And the Chasam Sofer says, Yemei Nisan doesn't mean the month of Nisan, but it means in the Tkufas Nisan, it means in the spring time. And so the Gemara then continues on this discussion of smell and says, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amarav Minayin Shemivarchin Al Reach. How do you know that we're obligated to make a blessing over smell? And the Gemara cites a verse from Psalm 150, verse 6, Kol Haneshama Tahalelka. The entire soul should praise God, meaning to say, even the soul should praise God for the benefit that it gets. And what is the benefit? Ezu davar shanashama nehnet mimenu v'ena guf nehnet mimenu. What is something that the soul benefits from, but not the body? And that's what it's referring to, ko hanashama, the soul. Ve'omer zehareach. This refers to smell. And so from here we see that this is the source that a person is obligated to make a blessing over smell. The smell is the benefit in the world that is the most spiritual. And says the Marsha, an animal which has no soul but has a spirit to live, according to the Marsha, it still has the ability to smell, but it doesn't benefit from a good smell. It doesn't appreciate a good smell, according to the Marsha. Also, this idea that the Gemara cites this verse of Kol Neshama, this is not an actual proof text, not actual source, because this idea that we're supposed to recite a blessing over smell is just a takana, is a reform of the rabbis or an institution of the rabbis, and they based their reform on a verse, but it's not an actual verse, is not the actual source for it. So the Gemara, we could have a question about this, that Slach asks the following question. We know that the obligation to recite a blessing over food comes from the fact that a person is not allowed to benefit from this world without first reciting a blessing, as we studied earlier in 35a, that we're not allowed to benefit from the world without first reciting a blessing, and that's why before we eat, we recite a blessing. And if that's the case, why doesn't the Gemara here just cite the same logic, that we can't benefit from God's world, God created the smell, don't benefit from it without first reciting a blessing? And so the Tzlach answers no, because we know that the source of requiring us to make a blessing is just like the Talmud there says, whoever benefits from the world without a blessing is like somebody who benefits from Hekdesh, from the sacred world, from the temple property. And we know that the violation of temple property comes if one eats or uses it in some way, but it doesn't come if one smells temple property. There's no biblical violation if one smells the temple property. It's only a rabbinic violation. And so therefore, that's why the Gemara says, let's find a verse for this and not rely upon the same logic. Additionally, the Ramban and Tosfos both point out that when the sages instituted a blessing that we're supposed to recite for a blessing, that's where something actually enters into the body and the body benefits from it. Like, for example, eating and drinking, and also smell, because smell is something that goes into the body and the body benefits from it. However, we're not going to make a blessing on the wind if the wind passes us by, because, or if a person takes a nice shower. We don't recite a blessing on that, because these are not considered to be something that actually enters into the body. And so therefore, that's the distinction why we make the blessing on smell, but not like feeling a nice cool breeze. Also, in this context, the Gemara cites Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia says, Atidim Bachurei Yisrael, in the future, the youth of Israel, Sheyitnu Reach Tov Levanon, Kilavanon, that in the future, the youth of Israel will give off a good smell like the Levanon, which has a beautiful smell and beautiful blossoming branches. And the source for this is from the prophecy of Hosea, who prophesies about the future, that in the future Israel will repent, as it states, Yelchu Yon Kosav Vihi Kazayas Hodo, its branches will spread forth, and its beauty will be like an olive tree, Vireachu Kovanon, and its smell will be like the Levanon. Interestingly, we're told earlier in the in Brachot that the Torah scholars, they smell bad, because half the time they're sleeping and the other half are learning, and the ones who are sleeping are giving off bad smells. But here they're compared to an olive tree, and the reason is because an olive, says the Marsha, is the tree that can't be grafted, and so therefore it's pure in its dedication to its craft. And so too the Torah scholars, who are pure in their dedication to the craft, they are going to give off a good smell like the olive tree.